talking to you, church. Humble yourselves and pray.
God, we thank you so much for the word today. We praise your holy name. Let's open up our hands this time. Let's offer up your own petition today for our country, for our church, for our streets. We might be a people of light, people of peace. Pray for those who are sick, whole, hospitalized. Pray for healing to take place in our marriages. For those who are addicted, we pray for those in the struggle for employment. Just pray, Lord, you might heal us. You might heed the words each and every day. Your presence among us. We ask all these blessings in that name, above all names. That name that the devil runs away from. In that name, above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I greet you once again from St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church here at 24th and Lehigh. My name is Father Thorne, and I hope you are well physically, emotionally, and most especially spiritually. Someone asked me, is our church open during this time of pandemic? And I responded very simply by saying, absolutely. We know we cannot have our normal Sunday gathering, and that pains us all very greatly. But the church is alive. The church is not a building. And the people of God have been very active throughout these challenging days for our nation and for our world. The church is open. Every Sunday you can come for private prayer at 9 o'clock. Have a chance to have some quiet time. The church is open by the very various ministries that people still serve in our church each day. The church is open because I'm still in the rectory answering the phone calls and trying to respond to messages of people's needs and desires. The church is open. If you have a need, a spiritual need, or something else that comes up, just please call or email me, and I'll try my best to respond as quickly as possible. Nothing can keep God's church from being open and alive. Amen. Last week, I called a number of our mothers for Mother's Day, as I do each week. Myself and Deacon and other members of our church family have been calling each other to check on each other to make sure folks are okay. And I called one of our seasoned saints and wished her happy Mother's Day. And she said, Father, same to you. I love that phrase, when someone wishes me Mother's Day. But it was a funny moment and a chance to once again see how good God is. And so again, our church is open. A special shout out to the class of 2020. We know many of our college students graduated last weekend and this weekend coming up. And so we thank God for their perseverance. And a special word to Takaira, one of our wonderful college graduate from St. Joe's University who transitioned yesterday as an alum of that wonderful institution. So to Kyra and so many college graduates, we wish you all the best. We know our high school young ladies and young men are coming along real soon as well. Let us pray now and ask God to bless this word that has been prepared, that it might be received and strengthen someone on their journey. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you so much. In the midst of all the storms and challenges, we just praise your holy name. You are good to us, and you deserve the praise and the thanks. And we want to come to you once again, Lord, and ask you to open our minds and our hearts, that we might receive the word that is proclaimed and preached, we might witness to the good news of your Son's resurrection. Loving God, wash my tongue and make me obedient to your word, that I might offer a message to someone of hope and of goodness and peace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. This past week I was in my car traveling around doing some errands, and I saw a church sign that caught my attention. You may know I'm a visual learner, so I learn by seeing things. And when I saw this message on this sign, it really stirred my heart. And I said to myself, there's a homily there somewhere. The sign on the church lawn simply said, remain positive as you try to stay negative. Remain positive as you try to stay negative. It's obviously a play on words, given our current situation of this COVID-19 pandemic. All of us are trying our best to stay negative. Being negative when it comes to the virus is a good thing. We should wear our masks. We should practice social distancing, although it's amazing to me that so many people, especially around here, don't seem to get the message. It is good for our health to make sure that my mask protects you, your mask protects me. And so we should be using the advice of the scientists, to make sure we're trying our best to stay negative. But as challenging as that may be, I would say it's even more difficult to stay positive in a spiritual way. Let's be honest, this is difficult. For all of us, this has been the most very challenging time in our world history. I cannot think of a time in my life, 51 years of living, that's been more challenging. See, the whole world has kind of stopped, come to an end. Someone said to me, Father, is the world coming to an end? This is a not difficult time to be, and yet we're called to remain positive, and that's not easy. And why are we positive? Why are we trying our best to stay positive? It's because of our faith. Again, if we don't have faith, we're never going to make it. And that's why I invite you always to draw close to God's word, to draw deeper into the word of God. Our reading today, the readings are always powerful, but throughout this Easter season, the readings are rich. Stay with the word. In our second reading today, that comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, these words are written. Beloved, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. But do it with gentleness and reverence. When I read those readings that I've heard and prayed and preached for many, many years, the phrase that jumps out at me was, the reason for your hope. What is the reason for my hope in a very painful time in our world? It's the fact that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And every time you come into any Catholic church throughout the Easter season, you see the candle, the resurrection candle, the Easter candle, the Paschal candle, that reminds no matter how dark it gets pretty bad sometimes. Christ is risen. Christ is alive. And he comes once again to give us hope. Why is I'm hopeful? It's because Jesus Christ is risen. And because of that, I invite you as well to remain a person of hope in the midst of challenges. That sign was well written and well stated. Remain positive as you try your best to stay negative. As we come together today and every Sunday, I invite you always to remain hopeful. Jesus Christ is risen. He is not and never will abandon any of us. Let us continue to walk by faith, hope, and love. May God bless your week.